How long has your list of procrastination events become? When I started tracking my own ways that I procrastinate, my list was amazingly long. I surprised myself by the number of times every day that I put a small task aside to be replaced by something that I thought was actually much more important. I mentioned at the outset of this challenge that this had been really one of the most revolutionary changes that I've made in my life that really directly relate to how I've become more mindful moment to moment in who I am and what I am doing at the moment. Here's what I discovered when I really began to watch and observe my behavior. Yes, I put aside many, many small tasks. What were the consequences of that? The first major consequence was every day I would have at least 2 hours, if not 3 hours, of thoughts that rattled through all of those unfinished tasks that I needed to remind myself to be sure and complete. I make no overstatement here. I was occupying a lot of my thinking and awareness time simply making sure that I would remember to do all of that that I had put aside. What do these thoughts sound like if I were to voice them to you now? I would be thinking to myself, oh yeah, that's right. I've got to write that letter to Betty that I promised that I would write. That's right, I've got to buy that present for a friend, and that's going to be due in a couple of weeks, so I have to be sure and get that done. And I know there are 4 or 5 emails I didn't respond to. I can't remember quite what they were, but I'm sure I've got to do that at least sometime in the next couple of days. They're probably waiting for a reply. Well, of course, I just don't have time right now to get back to those, and I'm not sure. It'll probably take me 10 or 15 minutes to even find them, and I don't have enough time to go back in my email a couple of weeks ago to find who it was that wrote me and what it was. That's just too much work. I can't do that right now. And, yep, that bill, I know that bill for the internet is due. They shut my internet down. I'm really shut down for good. So let me think about it. Yeah, that's one I really ought to do right now. I really don't want to do it. I hate to do the bills, but I'm going to go find that internet bill right now. It's probably back in that box where I put all the bills. So what do? I march back to the box. I'm very proud of myself because I'm actually attending to something that I know I have to do. I can't put off for much longer. And guess what? I can't find the bill. The bill is not in the box. So I say to myself, but I've really got to pay it. I think it's due today, or at least maybe tomorrow, so I gotta pay it today, or else I'll have to pay the late fee, and my internet might actually be shut down. What then happens? We're talking 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. I have to launch a search. I have to begin to think, let's see, when did that bill come in? That was 2 weeks ago, and okay, I went to the mailbox, or was that Deborah? I can't quite remember that, but maybe I did go to the mailbox and I picked up the mail and then I came in the house and where was I when I looked at the mail? Let's see. Well, maybe I left it in the car. That's possible. Well, let me get the keys to the car. I'll go out to the car and I'll look in the car and see if the bill is in the car. Maybe it's in the car. Go out to the car. The bill's not in the car. Okay, that didn't work. Let me go back in the house. Where was I when I saw the bill? I remember opening the bill. I remember about how much it was. So where did I open up the bill? Okay, I could go on and explain to you the process of what I encounter when I have these kinds of experiences. And of course, my frustration level begins to get higher and higher and higher because I can't find the bill. I know it needs to be paid, and I simply can't get that task done. So then I have a choice after 45 minutes. Do I just give up? Do I find a different way to pay the bill, like maybe going to the company itself, or do I go online and see if I can find it, although I don't even know how to do that? How do I solve the problem? Do I just say I won't bother paying the bill this time? They'll send me another one. I'll have a late fee. What does it matter? In other words, it engages a whole sequence of activities and challenges that really were entirely unnecessary. That's only one example. It's often the case that when I get ready to do something that I know has to be done, I can't find the materials that I need in order to actually execute the act. What's than the change that I made in my life. It's been a gradual change, but what I decided to do is, when the small little task began to come in, first of all, I would acknowledge when I procrastinated. It's pretty easy to do. It's not as if there's any secret to when you procrastinate. The thought is, oh, I can't do that right now. I don't have enough time. Or a more favorite of mine is, I don't want to do that right now. I've done 10 tasks that I really didn't want to do today, but I had to do. That'll be the 11th task, and I'm sorry, I'm just not going to do the 11th task. That's just over the board for me. I'm going to go do something that I want to do. That's usually my rationale. Of course, the difficulty, as it turns out, since I use that rationale so often, and I use the rationale, I don't have time to do it right now, those little small tasks that I put aside begin to mount up, one on top of another, on top of another. And soon, I've got 20, 25, 30, if not 40 undone tasks, all of which are spread all over my life in different places, in different parts of my memory. To do any one, I have to go back in time, reconstruct what it was that I needed to do and have to do. And so it takes me 4, 5, or 10 times longer to do the task than it would have done if I simply did it when it came through. I then made a decision when I recognized all the ways that I procrastinated that I would change my way of behaving. What I've done then is when the little stuff comes through and I hear myself saying, I'm going to put that aside, I stop, I take a breath, and I say, whoa, hold on just a minute. Let's do that little task right now. Yes, it does take usually a little time if I have to write a bill, if I have to respond to an email, but then it's done. I've finished it. I've even discovered when I have to respond to somebody that takes some thought, it takes some writing, maybe even it takes a little research, maybe that response takes 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It's much, much more efficient for me. And quite frankly, it feels a whole lot better when I do it right when the email comes through than if I put it aside. Don't get me wrong, I do put things aside every once in a while. I often get questions that I literally don't know the answer to, and I recognize research will be required that will take several hours, if not longer, and I literally do not have enough time to do that in the moment. I'm not saying that every task that comes across my computer or my attention through phone calls or emails that I attend to it immediately, but to the best of my knowledge, when somebody asks me to do something, I do it immediately. People who ask for information, I respond when they get the email. People who need something from me, I respond right then. That way I don't have to dig back and figure out where was it, what was it the person asked me for. It winds up being so much more time consuming, and it really eats up my energy to go back and do it if it's sit on the shelf for a day or 2 days or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So attending to tasks as they come through, as it turns out, is a very healing experience. The other huge benefit for me personally has been that it eliminates the problem of stuck energy. When we put things aside, we begin to create clogs in our energetic system, and that literally slows everything down. There's no flow. There's no life force that's present. So it has created more flow in my life. We're not going to be able to manifest abundance or health or wellness or wonders in the world if we're all clogged up with undone tasks. And I have noticed that the flow has been much better when I've begun to attend to the little business of my life. My challenge for you then in this second part of this grand finale of all the mindfulness exercises is really quite simple. Why not give it a trial run? For all of those little things that you tend to put aside, the phone calls that you know you need to make right then but you put aside, make the phone call. You don't have to talk a long time. You can just tell the person, I just wanted to touch base and say hi. Hi, how are you? And by the way, I've got an appointment in 15 minutes. I can't talk long. That's perfectly acceptable, and it gets that particular connection done. It's the same for any response whatsoever of a task that you've put aside because you procrastinated. Give it a trial run. Do everything that comes across your desk, through your computer, through your phone, from your friends, through neighbors. When requests come and you decide you do want to respond to the request, do it right then. Of course, you may say no, and that's another way to clear out that energy. You've made it very clear. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to attend that meeting. I'm not going to do that appointment. I've just decided it's not something that I can do right now. That clears it up. Instead of putting it aside and saying, oh, maybe I should do that. Maybe I should go to that meeting. Maybe I should have an appointment with that person. Instead of that, you stop. You say, what do I really need to do? You make a decision, and then you respond to the person, and it's done. There's no more pontificating or worrying or agonizing over what it is that you actually needed to do. Again, I want to say, for me, it's been life-changing. I really think the flow is much better in my life today than it was a year ago. I invite you to launch this particular challenge. See how it goes for you. This may be the first week of 52 more weeks of engaging a way that you can create more flow, more abundance, more health and wellness, and more joy in your life. It's been a pleasure to create all of these mindfulness exercises, and you will be seeing them as they are edited on the member website. May you have a magnificent day and week. Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.